Her virtual tour in 1941 brings us back into County Carlow and to Fenna, to its church dedicated in honour of all the saints. And we pray for all who worship there, that very distinctive tower that so captures the atmosphere of the village. If saints are sort of unknown people who do one Christian good turns, I have a particular memory of a saint in Fenna who very early in my time in the diocese, when I bought petrol there late at night and to my horror found I'd no wallet and therefore no means of paying, assured me that I could consider it a gift. So I've never forgotten that. I also remember when I was travelling the diocese doing the vintage vehicles thing quite a number of years ago, Fenna seemed to be a particular gathering point for some wonderful classic and vintage cars. And I can remember an exciting journey along the road towards Meischl in one of them. But back to 1941. We're now into the heart of the war years, the emergency. I suppose I'm of a generation who had parents who were forever reminiscing about what they did during the war. My own parents had been married in 1940, so perhaps their own early years together were very much marked by wartime endurance of privation and strange conditions. But I was brought up on all sorts of virtuous tales of what people did in the war to save resources and to make do. So 1941, the war was very much going on all over Europe. And meanwhile in Ireland, our distinctive understanding of neutrality, which was such a doctrine on the face of it for De Valera, yet was implemented so pragmatically, is of interest. On the one hand, a German expression of regret for the killing of 34 people in May in the North Strand bombings was sought and compensation was promised. And in order to achieve this, worth remembering that the Germans maintained an embassy allegation in Dublin throughout the war. On the other hand, during the major and supposedly strategic series of air raids on Belfast that year, and over 700 people were killed in Belfast on the night of April the 15th and 16th alone as a result of bombings, fire brigades from the neutral south, from Dublin and elsewhere, rushed over the border to come to the support of the emergency services in the north. British troops who accidentally landed here were quietly sent home, sent over the border for those of the German army. It was another matter. So it was the perfect and studied example of an Irish solution to an Irish problem, with an awareness of how many Irish people as volunteers had gone to serve conscientiously against the Nazis. And once after the Nazi invasion of Russia, the threat of invasion to neutral Ireland was largely removed in terms of potential immediacy for the rest of the war. In a sense, neutrality quietly on the side of the Allies became much more the dominant national feeling.